Catch up on all the best David Glenn Show interviews at accsports.com/David Glenn.
All right, folks, I've been following NCAA compliance issues for 30 years at this point, and I'm not sure I've ever seen this. A revision to the revised notice of allegations. It happened today in the UNC case, original notice of allegations regarding the AFAM scandal and all of its campus-wide, athletic department-wide, and yes, sometimes sports-related repercussions. Original notice, May of 2015. Notice number two, revised from the NCAA, April 2016. And now we haven't seen it yet, but we have notice number three here in December 2016. Because we haven't seen it yet, it's hard to draw too many conclusions about good news, bad news for the Tar Heels, really good, really bad, somewhere in between. But here are a few things to keep your eyes on whenever you and I and everybody else get public access to the revised notice of allegations, where one thing we do know is that it sets back the timetable that we have followed on an AFAM scandal that's been around for multiple years at this point, and a broader UNC-related scandal that we've been following from Marvin Austin and friends in football through the AFAM scandal. We're at like 7 years at this point. Remember that a new notice of allegations, this part we know for sure, the rest educated speculation, pushes all of the timetables back. We know that now UNC has a new 90-day clock that starts ticking, or started as soon as they received this new revised notice of allegations, which outlines what the NCAA is charging the Tar Heels with in association with the AFAM scandal. That means what bylaws they say are violated, what language they use to describe those allegations. You can't lead to sanctions and penalties later without telling a university what they are charged with. In the criminal justice system, right, you want to know what is your charge, and then you mount your defense. The notice of allegations outlines what you're charged with under existing and applicable NCAA precedent and bylaws in the Constitution. We know now that the clock is reset. UNC will have 90 days to respond to this latest revised notice. Then the NCAA, after that, Carolina doesn't have to take the full 90 days, but they might. NCAA has a new 60 days to respond to UNC's new response to the newly revised notice of allegations. So rather than expecting ultimately a conclusion that we thought would come in early 2017 to this never-ending UNC case, in all likelihood, it will be pushed, the ultimate finish line conclusion, way back into 2017, the later part of the year, or who knows, we'll see soon. We might even be talking about a 2018 conclusion to this never-ending odyssey. That part we know. The rest, again, we can't know for sure until we see the revised notice of allegations. Just three things for you to keep your eyes on. Whether you're an ABC, anybody but Carolina fan who wants to see the worst thing possible for the Tar Heels, or whether you're a Carolina fan who wants to see the damage minimized moving forward from the NCAA sanctions and penalties, whatever they might prove to be. One thing, watch to see whether the NCAA is changing the time period within which they are alleging wrongdoing. And what I mean is, put women's basketball aside for a minute. They have more specific allegations against them as a sport that date over a longer period. But the bulk of the allegations in the most recent notice from the NCAA specified that UNC was charged with various wrongdoing, specifically starting in fall 2005 and continuing through summer 2011. A lot of ABC fans don't even realize you can't be charged with anything you're not accused of, right? So you'll hear the anybody but Carolina fan talk about the Dean Smith era, or the Bill Guthridge era, or the Matt Doherty era, or the 2005 national championship banner of the Tar Heels. If UNC is only charged with what was in the last notice, starting in fall 2005 through the summer of 2011, well, guess what? Anything from an NCAA men's championship banner won in the spring of 2005 dating all the way back to the roots of this chaos in the late 1980s, that's off limits, folks. It doesn't matter what happened. They're not accused of anything, regardless of what did happen. If the NCAA's new notice changes the time frame, that matters a lot. If it doesn't change the time frame, then Carolina is in jeopardy only. Whether you like it, hate it, or in between is irrelevant. The most recent notice only accused UNC of the specified allegations from fall 2005 through the summer of 2011. That is a 5 to 6 year period. Anything that happened before or after is completely irrelevant. You cannot be charged or penalized or sanctioned for things outside that time period if you're not accused of anything outside that time period. So that's one thing to watch. Does the timetable change? Another thing to watch, from the first notice of allegations back in May of 2015 to the second in April 2016, some things disappeared from the NCAA's notices as they described the allegations against UNC. Notice number one from May 2015 used the phrase impermissible benefits to describe the charges against UNC. That phrase was notably absent in the revised notice of April 2016. And again, we haven't seen the new one yet. But why do impermissible benefits matter? Why does that phrase matter? Well, you can be charged with lack of institutional control, which the Tar Heels know they're facing that charge in all of these variations. But you're not getting penalized the way the NCAA does things as a specific sport unless you're accused of a violation in that sport. You don't nail football or men's basketball if it's an athletic department-wide allegation or a university-wide allegation. It doesn't work that way. When you're alleging impermissible benefits, which, remember, disappeared as a phrase from the revised one in April 2016, if you go back and look at the original from May 2015, you will see specific references to football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and other sports as they relate to or could relate to impermissible benefits. Why does that matter? Well, impermissible benefits suggested somebody got something that might have made them ineligible. And if you use those players in those sports to contest games while they should have been ineligible because of impermissible benefits, that is an avenue by which the NCAA many times has used to justify, oh, you have to vacate these victories. Oh, you have to vacate that championship in that sport in that year. Because of the impermissible benefits that athletes you used had received, and if they rise to a high enough level, they can make student athletes ineligible under NCAA rules. That can be an avenue to the kind of vacated victories or other penalties that are not really on the table if you don't have impermissible benefit, ineligible athlete-type accusations in your notice. That phrase was used previously, noticeably absent from the notice number two. We'll see how that is handled, if at all, in notice number three when we see it here soon. Finally, and this is related, but the third and final thing to keep your eyes on, one, timetable, does it expand? Two, impermissible benefits, is it even used in the new revision of the revised notice of allegations? If you go back and sadly, I need a more diverse life because I did read every page of notice number one, not knowing at the time it would be revised with notice number two. There is absolutely zero mention in notice number two that specifically points a finger at men's basketball or football. Again, women's hoops is a different story for another time. Notice number one did have plenty of very specific examples of evidence that they planned to utilize that included the words men's basketball or football specifically. Notice too, all that disappeared. And again, NCAA precedent does not allow you to punish specifically. Oh, we're taking your wins in football or men's basketball. There is no precedent for that when those sports aren't even mentioned in the entire notice of allegations? Do those sports by name resurface in version number 3? Maybe there is precedent. I haven't seen a revision of a revised notice of allegation in my 30 years of covering not just the ACC, but the NCAA. If it has happened, someone can notify me. I've never seen it. Some wonder whether the NCAA is, as they did in the Penn State case, trying to go beyond the territory that they usually govern. In Penn State, of course, it was Jerry Sandusky. It was a criminal justice matter. That's not really for the NCAA to handle most of the time. They decided they were going to try to handle it. They ended up with a lot of egg on their face. They lost some lawsuits, and they had to retreat from the massive penalties they originally hit the Nittany Lions with. Similarly, UNC, remember, is arguing to the NCAA, getting into the details of the academic rigor of any course is not a place that the NCAA has gone before. This isn't a student writing a paper for another student. This is not, you know, the Syracuse basketball office tutor handing in papers or writing them for players. That's not this allegation. And UNC is saying this kind of academic scandal is really for an accrediting academic body. It's not what you do, NCAA. It stinks to high heaven and it's embarrassing, but it's not really your turf. The speculation is that the NCAA is revising this notice of allegations to make it easier to penalize the Tar Heels in ways that might be unprecedented in the NCAA. We don't know if it'll end the way the Penn State case did. We don't even know if the speculation is justified. But if you see specific mention of football and men's basketball in the new allegations, if you see specific phrases like impermissible benefits, it certainly looks, smells, and sounds at that point, if you see those words, that's the direction that the NCAA is heading in the UNC case. A lot we still don't know, but those are a handful of things to keep your eyes on as the Carolina AFAM scandal continues to unfold here at Christmas time.
Get updates from David Glenn on Twitter by following @DavidGlennShow.